This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
You would think that the experiences of the nation during the time of the Judges would safeguard them against a return to idol worship, but not so. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 2 Kings. In the whole range of Bible history, we do not have a greater exhibition of the depravity of human nature than what is supplied by the crime, idolatry, and abominations of the Northern Kingdom. For almost 250 years, this state of things prevailed. From the time of Samuel to the latter part of the reign of Solomon, idolatry did not exist. Solomon's turning from God was the beginning. Men such as Elijah, Elisha, Hezekiah shine so beautifully as lights in the midst of this moral darkness and decay. Through it all, the love, patience, and faithfulness of God is seen. The voice of the Lord by His prophets never ceased. Mighty miracles occurred. It was a time when people were in great need of evidence assuring them of the presence of God. During this period, there were 20 mighty miracles performed. The next period of time, calling for great miraculous acts, is that of our Lord, by which He established the claims of the Messiah and the evidence that He was the Son of God. Jesus said, "For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth Him all things that He Himself doeth, and He will show greater works than these, that you may marvel." It is amazing to see that against the backdrop of the calls of the prophets and miraculous acts of God, Israel continued to sin. But the light was still there. She defied God, but God never ceased to speak. She ignored the claims, but they were always there before. Two great events call for special notice. One was the translation of Elijah when he was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. It was in this darkest moment for Israel that this wonderful event occurred. Could there have been a greater divine seal of approval on the prophet's work? He who had spoken so boldly for God, denouncing the sins of the time, was marvelously and miraculously removed from those dark and sinful scenes. By this act, God taught His people then and us today that death does not end at all. That Elijah continued to live is abundantly established by his appearance centuries later on the Mount of Transfiguration, there with Moses, the great representative of the law, and Elijah, the representative of the prophets, is Jesus, the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. The other great event to note is the finding of the book of the law. Josiah had purified the land of idolatry and proceeded to repair and beautify the temple. In doing so, the priests found a copy of the law of Moses. He discovered the judgments of God, and to be explicit against the sins of the nations, he immediately called the people together for a solemn renewal of their covenant with God. The finding and reading of the Word of God made the deepest impression, caused the deepest concern, and resulted in a religious reformation and turning to God. The Bible is a lost book to thousands within the church. How powerfully they would be moved to a deeper and spiritual life, to a more effective Christian service, if they found the Bible through earnest, prayerful, and diligent study of its truth.
Why not join us in the wonderful adventure of reading through the Bible? To help you, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.